Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Well, welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. I'm excited about having our friend Paul Mirsky back on the show. Paul hasn't been with us for a while, but he's Executive Vice President and Chief Economist at the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA, an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time, an organization that I'm proud to be to support and to support their efforts on behalf of independent community banks across America and small businesses they serve. Paul Mirsky, welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm glad to be with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, there's something called TAG, Transaction Account Guarantee. That just to say that, you know, makes my audience's eyes glaze open. Folks, don't touch the dial. Wait, don't change the channel. This is gonna we're gonna get to the point where this is important to you. But Paul, help me out here. Get us out of the weeds as quickly as we can. What is TAG, and why should we care?
Well, it's very simple. TAG is simply deposit insurance at your bank. When you have a business deposit at the bank, you get federal deposit insurance on that. Mm-hmm. And the TAG program, the transaction account program, generally is business deposits at a bank that get insurance, unlimited insurance. So mm-hmm. if you have a business account, $700,000 at a bank to do your payroll, do your expenses, that will be fully insured if it's in one of these FDIC transaction account guarantee programs.
Right, so in other words, $250 is the limit on individual accounts.
Absolutely,
up from $100,000. I remember when I think I remember when that was like $10,000, but now it's. And it wasn't that long ago, by the way, folks. But anyway, so now it's $250 on individuals, but it's currently unlimited on business accounts?
Right. It's certain types of business accounts. They can't pay interest. What the businesses right. usually have these accounts for is for their operating budget,
yeah.
their payroll accounts.
Yep.
Municipal governments typically park money in the local community bank as they're collecting fees and tax revenues, but then they have to quickly spend that money out on their operations. So the key purpose of these TAG accounts is the safety of them. You know that no matter how much of your business account is in the bank, it will be fully insured. Now, the reason why we're talking about this is that this insurance, unless Congress acts, will expire at the end of this year on December 31st,
mm-hmm.
and the Independent Community Bankers of America is asking for a extension of this TAG insurance, largely for the safety and soundness and security of small businesses around the country that, as you know, are dealing with so many other issues right now. The
right.
last thing they would want to have to think about and worry about is their deposits at a
But it also, bank. By expiring, doesn't this put independent community banks at a disadvantage competitively with big banks?
Well, absolutely. As we saw in the financial meltdown, the largest too-big-to-fail banks are still running and operating. They weren't shut down. They were given unlimited assistance. So the perception is that these largest banks in the country are too big to fail. They won't be shut down. So business deposits would gravitate to those banks over and above many local banks because they're deemed too big to fail. And
right.
A lot of
people think, you know, several hundred thousand dollars is way out of the realm of most small businesses. Well, the thing to remember, folks, is most small businesses don't have that much cash laying around all the time. But in any given week or month, they may have that much coming in and going out, like a contractor could have that kind of money. A big check comes in, but then one day and the next day, or maybe the same day, a bunch of checks go out. So it's not, this is not the cash you got laying around. It's the cash flow, isn't it?
That's an excellent point. Good explanation. A lot of businesses, as they're collecting their sales revenue and then have to buy their inventory.
Right.
Those are very. That's why it's called transaction account,
because
these are transactions. Sometimes large dollar amounts. You have say a local hospital.
So this needs to be. So ICBA's position is tagged transaction account guarantee. Needs to be renewed, and it's going to expire December 31st, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. We are asking for a five-year extension, particularly in this economic environment where there's a lot of uncertainty,
right.
of uncertainty in the global financial sector.
Business
point is the last thing businesses, small businesses.
Paul, hold on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.